come on. Yeah, come on. It's like that. It's like that.
Hello and welcome to my young, loyal listeners of Teen Bible Study Taught in 10 Minutes. So what do you know? Word on the go. This podcast is brought to you by and produced by Real Time with the Bennett, where real talk happens all the time. Woo! I'm your host, Minister Bennett, of today's episode, and my co-host is...
the lovely Sister Bennett, as my husband affectionately calls me. Woo! Thank you for allowing and trusting us to be a part of your Christian walk.
In this week's episode, we will be discussing grace in action, true or false, according to God's word. We are back live in the PNT podcast studio with another great lesson for another great week. And yep, you guys guessed it, we're going to talk about grace, ignorance, and how to overcome ignorance and how to live in grace. So let's get right down to this lesson. The biblical and world meaning of grace and ignorance. The spontaneous, unmerited gift of the divine favor in the salvation of sinners. The state or fact of being ignorant, lack of knowledge, lack of learning, or lack of information. We can find this biblically in 1 Timothy 1:12 through 14 and 18 to 20 in the Conversation Corner. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer, and a prosecutor, and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. That is a lot. We talk about grace, we talk about ignorance, we talk about being opposed of Christ, all in that one verse of scripture, those three verses of scripture that I just read to you. We thank people every day for all kinds of things. Let's admit it, we do. We are so arrogant sometimes that we even extend people patience and grace. Now, I'm not saying I don't want you to, but think about what grace really is. It's about God's salvation. It's about giving something to someone that they didn't earn. Think about when you are extending patience and grace to a person, you are giving them something they didn't earn to be the bigger or better person. Imagine that. Grace is a gift that changes lives. Grace didn't come to the life-changing party by itself. It brought faith and love with it. It didn't come alone. These three are inseparable. This is why we as human beings don't have the ability to truly offer them. Now, what I mean by that is we don't have the ability to offer them as three inseparable pieces. We can extend love, and we can live in faith, and we can live in grace. But grace is something that God gives us, that because we are yet sinners, as the verse said. What we can offer is true forgiveness to those who offend us. So I'm going to ask you guys to take it slow and do just that. Don't try to be God by extending all three inseparably, because that's not your function. That is not what God has called you to. Okay. So I got a little ahead of myself. I jump straight to verse 14. Jesus didn't issue us the Great Commission without first empowering us. Let's look at Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Now, think about this. Jesus commissioned us to go out and make disciples like he made. Now, Timothy, I want you to get this. That's why I say I love to let the Bible confirm and talk for itself. Matthew actually details the appointment that Timothy mentions in verse 12. I want you to go back and read it. But what I want to highlight is this, though. Jesus found Timothy, and he also found us to be trustworthy, to be appointed or called to witness about the goodness and sharing the good news of the gospel to the lost. That is amazing. He found us to be trustworthy. Despite us being blasphemers, being prosecutors, opposers of Christ, he still found us trustworthy when he came into our lives. I kind of avoided verse 13, and I saved it for last. If we are to be honest with ourselves before we found Christ, let me not assume. And what I mean by this, before we found Christ, before we were living right, before we understood, before we came into the full knowledge, I don't want to assume this. Through our unbelief and perpetual ignorance, we were not promoting the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not saying that people who didn't know Christ yet were living and beating up on God, but they were not promoting the kingdom in any way. We have to truly, and I mean truly, thank God for his undeserved mercy while we live in a state of ignorance and unbelief. He extended us grace even though we were in that state. But can we really say that we were ignorant? We were unbelievers, but I'm going to say the Bible tells us everyone was told about Christ at some point in their everyday walk of life. It's just that we just denied him. We denied hearing or we denied acceptance of what we heard about him. I want you to ponder that mercy, compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one power to punish or harm. God could have punished us, but he extended us mercy and grace. Jesus decided to give us one of the greatest jobs in the world. And it comes with, watch this, life benefits, not just life benefits, lifetime and everlasting life. Reasonable work hours, locations all over the place. You can work from home. You can work from the office. You can work from school. You can work from anywhere. Like-minded coworkers that are just like family. And here's probably the best benefit of all. John 14:2, King James Version, says this. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. So think about that. This job comes with a mansion. You don't have to buy the home. It comes with it. So my suggestion for you is to quit your non-paying job, which is working for the devil, and accept your appointment from Jesus Christ. Father God, I come to you right now, asking that you would just forgive us for all sins, thought, deed, or action that are against the kingdom of God, that we may come boldly before your throne of grace and petition you, O God, that you would give us the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge that we would need, Lord God, to be a witness, to be a vessel, to be a testimony provider of your goodness to the world that is lost, to our family members, to our friends, to co-workers, to whomever, Lord God, our neighbors. Use us to speak to them, O God. We will go and make those disciples because we accept our appointment here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, let's see what they're rapping about over here in the Conversation Corner.
Hey, Minister Bennett.
What y'all rapping about over here?
We were chatting about 1 Timothy 1. The youth had their mouth wide open and could not believe what Paul said in verses 18 through 20, which read, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." Before we discuss these scriptures, I told them to remember that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So what we just read can and still happen today. They wanted to know what the word blasphemy meant, and I thanked them because they were not embarrassed to ask the question. And once they did, others was like, "Yeah, what does that mean?" So never be afraid to ask a question. You may be helping someone else. Okay, back to it. The definition of blasphemy is to speak evil of God, lacking reverence of God, and slandering his name. So when we look at that scripture and Paul is telling Timothy, and it is for us as well, let's not get that twisted, it's for us as well, to have faith and a good conscience when we choose to speak evil of God and not reverence God, we have rejected faith and a good conscience. And because of this, we, just like Hymenaeus and Alexander, will be delivered to Satan. Now, that's deep. If that don't yank you up, I don't know what might make you get yourself together. Because that right there, all of that should have gotten you together. But at any rate, Why did they have to be delivered to Satan? Because if anyone blasphemy against God, they are saying that they don't believe in God. And when you don't believe, you are then serving Satan. They had to be removed from where Paul and Timothy were because they could taint the faith of those who were learning about God and learning how to live right according to what Paul and Timothy were preaching, which was the true doctrine. I explained that today there are false prophets who are teaching false doctrine. And instead of people wanting to become Christians, these false teachers are making people believe things that are outside of what God commanded. So please always study your Bible. If someone says something to you and you are not feeling it or you feel a little uncomfortable, take it to the Word, to the Bible, and get some revelation. I'll close with this so that you are not delivered to Satan, okay? 1 John 4, verses 1 through 3, it reads, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world." Let's not play no games. Satan is real. False prophets are real. Make sure you are able to discern what is of God and what is of Satan. How? By whether or not they believe that Jesus came in the flesh. Believe and serve the one true, wise, and living God, and do not follow or believe false teachers. Be blessed, our young loyal listeners.
In summary, the importance of knowing that God's grace and mercy are not a free pass, but a signal that your life needs to change. I will close with this and a quote. "Grace is a gift from God, not to be taken lightly. Many of us, quite frankly, do. To this point, you've only accepted the gift that God gave you. Take this lesson today as an opportunity to open one of God's greatest gifts that can change your life forever. Grace. I do not understand the mystery of grace, only that it meets us where we are and it doesn't leave us where it found us." Anne Lamott. As always, please don't forget to subscribe and share so that you and your friends will get all future notifications when new and exciting episodes are uploaded and posted. Until next time, stay safe and live a life holy and acceptable to God. After all, it's your reasonable service. With a special thank you to LJ Productions for post-production's editing techniques used for this podcast. This podcast was sponsored in part by the Body of Christ Church in Waldorf, Maryland, Pastor Kenneth E. Stewart, its Christian Education Ministry, in association with Real Time with the Bennetts. Well, real talk, what? You got it. Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like that.